It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for December 6th.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's word is solace, spelled S-O-L-A-C-E. Solace is a noun. It means someone or something that gives a feeling of comfort to a person who is experiencing grief, sadness, or anxiety. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Scotsman of Edinburgh by Jacob Little. Mountain biking surged in popularity over the pandemic lockdown, with mandated daily exercise in local mountains, dirt trails, and off-road locations providing solace to millions of bikers up and down the country. Solace is a 14th century borrowing from Latin by way of Anglo-French. Its Latin ancestor, solari, means to console. Solari itself is from the Greek word hilarios, meaning cheerful, also source, of course, of the word hilarious. Solace is not related to solar. That word comes from the Latin word sol, S-O-L, by way of solaris. But it is a close relation to console, meaning to try to make someone feel less sadness or disappointment, and the word consolation, meaning something that makes a person feel less sadness or disappointment. In addition to its noun function, solace can be used as a verb, as in, he was solaced by the company of his children. For those of you who take solace in knowing the more obscure members of our vast language, we are pleased to also present the word solacer, meaning one who solaces, and solacement, meaning an act of solacing or the condition of being solaced. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.